Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And I want to talk basketball. Let's do basketball sports report on Gregory's Story. NBA playoffs. All right.
Hey, it's
not real warm here in Vegas right now. It was 80 degrees yesterday or on Tuesday, and now it might be about 81 degrees or 78 degrees. It's not real warm out here like it was the other day. But it's okay. I took my jacket off, and I'm sitting out here in my T-shirt, so I'm warm. All right. Well, let's talk NBA basketball. So let's see. Let's just go through the standings of the teams that are playing in the playoffs. So let's start with the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee Bucks were playing the Atlanta Hawks. And what's that series now? Did the Bucks go ahead and win the series? Is it over for the Atlanta Hawks?
So the Hawks are playing the Celtics and the Bucks are playing the Heat. Which game, which series do you want to talk about?
Okay. I want to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Miami Heat. What's up with that series?
So yesterday, the Miami Heat beat the Milwaukee Bucks 128-126, which gave the Heat 4 wins and ended the series. So now the Milwaukee Bucks have been eliminated, and the Miami Heat moves on to the second round.
Whoa, Milwaukee Bucks got beat by the Miami Heat? The number one team in the Eastern Conference got beat by the number 18 in the Eastern Conference? Oh, that is amazing. Miami had to play in to get into the tournament. They weren't even originally in the tournament. They had to win two games to get into the tournament. All right, Miami, good job. So now they go to round two. All right, what about the Boston Celtics and the Atlanta Hawks? That's number two team playing number seven in the Eastern Conference.
So on today's Thursday, on Tuesday, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Boston Celtics 119-117. And so the Boston Celtics lead that series 3-2.
Oh, it's 3-2 in favor of the Boston Celtics. The Atlanta Hawks are trying to hang on. Okay, they're not going to let the Boston Celtics eliminate them with four easy wins. They won 3-0, and then they lost two games to Atlanta Hawks. Oh, man, Atlanta acts like they're trying to fight to survive. All right, well, it's three games for Boston Celtics to two games for the Atlanta Hawks. So we'll have to see. When do they play again?
They play tonight.
Okay. So either tonight the Atlanta Hawks win or they go home. So we'll have to see what happens with Atlanta and Boston tonight, to see if Boston's going to go ahead and win game four of the series, or if Atlanta's going to tie it up 3-3 in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. All right. And who else? The Philadelphia 76ers, they won four straight against the who were they playing? They were playing the Brooklyn Nets. They beat them four straight, so they eliminated the Brooklyn Nets in the series. So we're just waiting to see who the Philadelphia 76ers are going to play in round two. And team number four was the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they were playing against team number five, which is the New York Knicks. And what's going on with that series, DJ?
So yesterday, the New York Knicks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 106-95, and that eliminated the Cleveland Cavaliers from the playoffs, and the Knicks go on to round two.
Oh, no. The Cleveland Cavaliers got beat by the New York Knicks, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are eliminated from the playoffs. Wow. I would have never thought that the New York Knicks would move on to round two, but they have. They've earned the right to play in round two. So we'll just have to see who they're going to play in round two. All right. Well, that's the Eastern Conference. So let's go to the Western Conference. Let's talk about the Denver Nuggets playing the – who were they playing? They were playing Miami – no, they were playing the the Minnesota Timberwolves, I believe. They were team number one was playing team number eight. So what's that series
on
like
Tuesday,
right now?
On Tuesday, the Denver Nuggets beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 112-109, eliminating the Timberwolves from the playoffs, and the Denver Nuggets move on to round two.
Oh, man. So what was that series? Was it was 4-1. Well, I thought the Denver Nuggets, I thought the Miami, the Minnesota Timberwolves would win one game in that series. So they won one game, and the Denver Nuggets won 4. Okay, so it was a 5-game series, and the Denver Nuggets won 4-1. Okay, so now let's go to team number 2. The Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Los Angeles Lakers, which is team number 7. And what's that series look like?
Last night, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Lakers 116-99. But the Lakers are still ahead of the Grizzlies 3-2.
Oh, okay. So it's 3 wins for the Lakers and 2 wins for the Memphis Grizzlies. All right. When do they play again?
Their next game is tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, are they playing in L.A.? Hopefully they are.
They are playing in L.A., yeah.
All right. Well, this will be game 6, and hopefully the Lakers will win, and they will have won 4 out of 6. And that will be enough for them to win the series and move on to round 2. If the Memphis Grizzlies win, it'll be tied up 3 games apiece, and they'll be playing for the 7th win or the 4th win, which will be the best of 7. Wow, that's really going to be tough. The Lakers are battling to stay in the playoffs. So I'm hoping the Lakers win because I want to see them go to round 2 at least. They haven't been to the playoffs in like 10 years. So they need to win to make it get closer to the final championship game in the playoffs. Okay, so let's see. Let's go to team number 3 in the West is the Sacramento Kings, and they're playing, who are they playing? Sacramento Kings, number 3, is playing team number 6, who was, who's team number 6?
The Sacramento Kings, are playing the Golden State Warriors, and the Golden State Warriors beat the Sacramento Kings last night 123-116, and so now the Warriors lead that series 3-2, and they play again tomorrow night.
Okay, where are they playing?
They're playing in Sacramento.
Okay, Sacramento needs to win so they can stay in the series. But if they lose, it'll be over for them. Either they win or go home. So Golden State is trying to move on in the playoffs, and the Sacramento Kings are trying to make it to their first, I guess, their first second-round series in the playoffs. They've never made it past round 1. This is the first year that they've actually made the playoffs. And they got eliminated in round 1 last year. So let's see. I want Sacramento to win. I don't want Golden State to win. I want Sacramento Kings to win. So they either got to win or go home. So we'll see what happens. It's 3-2, and Sacramento has to win again to stay in the playoffs. Okay, so that's Team 3 playing Team 6. Now, what about Team 4 playing Team 5? Team 4 is Phoenix Suns playing Team 5. Who's Team 5? Who's Team 5?
The LA Clippers.
The Clippers. Yeah, okay. And what's that series like?
The Suns beat the Clippers on Tuesday, 136-130, giving the Suns 4 wins. So the Clippers have been eliminated, and the Suns move on to round 2.
Oh, man, my Clippers lost. Oh, shucks. Okay. Well, the Phoenix Suns move on to round 2, and we'll have to see who they're going to play in round 2. But they beat the Clippers. Man, the L.A. Clippers are out of it. So we're still hoping that Sacramento maintains their playoff position. And we got to hope that the Lakers maintain their position. And I guess the other California team is the Golden State, the Golden State Warriors that they can win to stay in the playoffs. All right. Well, we got 3 of our 4 California teams are still in the running for a playoff championship spot. All righty then. Well, that's the standing for the NBA. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. G-Money's a pimp, got a plan, made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice. And everything nice, that's what this pimp is made of. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Money's a pimp.
$25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's T-H-E-P-I-M-P PIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and I got the best radio show on the planet. I am the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a man that was driving down the street, and he ran into a line of a whole bunch of men that were lined up behind the hearse, and the hearse had gotten a flat tire. So as the man started passing the men that were lined up behind the hearse, he started counting as he got to the hearse. He said, 2, 4, 10, 12, 15, 18, 25, 36, 48, 55, 59, 63, 75, 93, 106, 156, 167, 180, 195, 200, 250, 270, 300, and he passed them all up and pulled up and passed two hearses, and he pulled up to a limousine. And he saw that the limousine had gotten a flat tire, and the driver was out fixing the limousine's flat tire. So he looked in the limousine, and he saw a man sitting in the limousine with the dog by his side. And he knocked on the window, and the man rolled the window down, and he said, "What's going on here?" And the man said, "Well, we're having a funeral for my wife. My wife died at the house." And the man said, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What was the cause of death?" And he said, "This dog killed my wife." And he said, "Wow, I'm really sorry about that. My condolence to you and your family, and I'm really feeling for your dog that killed your wife. But there are two caskets back there. What's the second hearse for?" And the man said, "That's my mother-in-law." And the mother-in-law got killed by the dog too. And now we're going to bury both my wife and my mother-in-law. And the man said, oh, I give my condolences to your family. I'm really sorry to hear that your mother and your wife died because of the dog. I'm really sorry to hear that. So, okay, I just was curious to know what all of these people are lined up in the funeral procession. Why are all of these men walking behind your hearse? But I guess everybody's mourning the death of your wife and the death of your mother-in-law. So I give my condolences to you and your family. And the man rode off. And then he started thinking about it. And he stopped his car. And he got out the car and walked all the way back to the hearse. And he knocked on the window, and the man rolled the window down. And he said, is it possible that I could borrow that dog? And the man said, get in line. That's with all those 500 men that were in line. They were well lined up to get the dog. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a painter that had some painting hanging in the art gallery in his city. And he went to the art gallery just to see how his paintings were doing in the art gallery, if they were selling any of his paintings. And he walked in and he asked the manager of the art gallery, has anybody inquired about any of my paintings? And the manager said, well, actually, there was a man that came in and asked about your paintings. And the painter said, what did he ask about? What did he say? And he asked me if something happens to the artist, would the paintings go up in value? And I told him, of course they would go up in value. They would almost triple in value if something happened to the artist. And the painter said, who was the man that was asking about the artist and the painting? And the manager said, I don't know his name, but he said he was your doctor. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a little boy that got ready to go to sleep at night, and he knelt down by his bed, and he said his prayers. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul to take. God bless my grandfather. And the boy found out the next morning that his grandfather had died of a heart attack. So the next evening, he knelt down by his bed to say his prayers as he was getting ready to go to sleep. And his mother was in the room with him, and he knelt down by his bed, and he started praying. He said, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother. And he found out the next morning his grandmother had died of a stroke. And he went to sleep. He got laid down, and he kneeled down by his bed to say his prayers before he went to sleep that next night. And his mother and his father were in the room when he was praying before he went to sleep. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy." And the next day, his daddy was so nervous that everything he did, he gave right away to everybody as he was driving down the street. And he let everybody pass in front of him when he was in the grocery store shopping for groceries. And when he was at work and he was lining up for coffee in the snack line, he gave right of way to everybody. Was behind him. He let all the ladies go in front of him. And later on, when he went to lunch, he let everybody walk in front of him so they could go to lunch before him. He gave the right of way to everybody. And on his way home, he didn't even want to drive his car. He walked all the way home from his job. And he got home and he knocked on the door and went into the house and he saw his wife and he said, "I made it. Oh, I'm so happy that I made it. Thank God that I didn't die." And his wife said, "Yeah, I'm glad to hear that too. But it's a funny thing that you said that because the mailman died this morning." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there were three women that had started a home business. They were trying to be home workers. And the blonde lady had made up a flyer, and she was walking through the neighborhood passing the flyer out to everybody she saw in the neighborhood. And she walked up on this man, and he was getting ready to walk into his house, and she walked up on him and gave him a flyer. And she explained that she was a handy woman, and that she was looking for a little part-time work, and if he had any work around the house, that she would be happy to do the job for him. And he said, "Yeah, sure." And he took the flyer, and he said, "Actually, I need somebody to paint my porch." And she said, "I'd be glad to paint your porch." And he said, "Okay, I'm only paying $50. And she said, "That's fine. Any little money will help. I'm just looking for any part-time work." And so he said, "Okay." And he went in the house, and he got a can of paint, and he got a paintbrush, and he came out and gave the blonde the can of paint and the paintbrush. And he said, "I need you to paint my porch." And she said, "Okay. Not a problem." And he walked back in the house, and he was talking to his wife, and his wife said, "Does she know that the porch goes all the way around the house?" And he said, "I don't know. I didn't tell her anything about where the porch was located. I just gave her the paint and the paintbrush, but I was standing on the porch so she could see that the porch is in front of the house, and she would know where she's painting." And the mother and the wife said, "Okay, well, we'll see if she paints all around the house, because the porch goes all the way around the house." Well, the lady came back 3 hours later, and she knocked on the door. And the man answered the door, and she said, "I finished painting your porch, so I'm here to collect my pay." And the man said, "Okay," and he paid her $50. But he didn't even check to go see how good a job she did on painting the porch. And he just said, "Thank you very much for painting." And she said, "Well, thank you for giving me the job." And she walked off. And when she was walking off, she stopped and turned around and said, "Excuse me, sir. I just wanted to let you know that it's not a Porsche. It's a Camaro." It's a Camaro, not a Porsche. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's play a song for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, "Go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects." So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, "I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now, just follow what I told you."
Thank you.
Went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project
and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes for you. I know a girl that had like 10 strands of hair, and she put grease on her head and combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. I had a buddy that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg, and I asked him what he called her. He said he called her IHOP. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. There was a boy that lived in the neighborhood, and he went next door to a girl's house in his neighborhood, and he played with her all day. And at night, he went home and had dinner with his dad and was telling his dad that he had met a girl that lived next door to him in the house next door, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, oh, okay. And he went to bed that night, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house, and he met some girls, and he played with them all day, and he had a good time. And at night, he came home, and he was sitting down at the dinner table, and he told his dad that he had met some girls that lived across the street from him, and he really had a good time. He played with them all day, and he liked them a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about them because they're your sisters. And he's like, oh. So he went to bed. And he got up the next day, and he crossed the street and went down to the end of the block. And he met a girl that lived on the corner house at the end of his street, and he played with her all day. And he had a good time. He really liked her a lot. So he went home at dinner time, and he was sitting at the table, and he told his dad that he had met another girl, and she was really nice, and he liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he's like, what? So he goes to bed, and he gets up the next day, and he goes around the corner from his house, and he meets this tall blonde girl that has blue eyes, and she has eyeglasses on, and she's blonde, and she's really pretty, and she seems like she's really smart, and he says, oh, I like her a lot. I'm going to marry her when I get older. And he goes home that night, and he tells his dad that he met a girl that lived around the corner from him in the corner house, and she's really smart, and he liked her a lot. And his daddy says, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he says, my sister? Why do you keep telling me all the girls I'm meeting are my sisters? How am I going to ever have a girlfriend if you keep telling me every girl I meet is my sister? I'm never going to have a girl that I can like that'll be my girlfriend. I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. Mama, and his mother came in there and said, yeah, baby, what's the problem? He said, every time I meet a girl and I like her, and I come home and tell Daddy about her, he tells me, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. How am I supposed to ever have a girlfriend if every time I meet a girl and I like her, she ends up being my sister? I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. Mama, can you help me? And his mother said, well, baby, don't worry about what that man has to say, because, see, that man really ain't your daddy. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I have one more joke that I want to share with you. You know, I was teaching school in Compton. I was teaching sixth grade core, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and I had some Asian kids, and I had some Spanish kids, and I had some Indian kids in my class. Well, I had to figure out if all of them could speak English so I could teach them, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language, because I could only teach them in English. So I started the day off at the beginning of the school year. I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and the teacher said, Michael, did you understand what I said? And the kid said, yeah, I understood what you said. If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the teacher said, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? And he said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And I got a poem for you to end this section of my jokes. And it goes like this. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Now the deaf police heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. And if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Well, all right. Well, for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I'm going to share a story that I wrote for your entertainment pleasure, a story that will be amusing, it will be exciting, and it will be educational. So put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as DJ plays the story for your entertainment pleasure. So, DJ, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show and some more music in a minute. In elementary school trying to make some money, and I had moved from a public elementary school where I was going to kindergarten, and I transferred to a Catholic elementary school where I went to school from the first to the eighth grade. And about the fourth grade, my mother came up with an idea to help me make some money. She said that if we freeze some Kool-Aid in the ice tray, we could sell frozen cubes of Kool-Aid to the kids in my neighborhood. And I happened to live around the corner from a junior high school. Horseman Junior High School was the junior high school that was three blocks around the corner from my house. So my mother came up with the idea that said, well, if we freeze Kool-Aid in the ice cube container in the freezer, then you can sell frozen Kool-Aid or ice cubes to the kids in the neighborhood. So you just let them know that you have frozen Kool-Aid that you were selling, three cubes of Kool-Aid for a nickel. And we'll put the cubes in a baggie, in a sandwich baggie, and they can buy the Kool-Aid in the morning on the way to school. So they can get three cubes of frozen Kool-Aid for 5 cents. So I put the word out in my neighborhood that I had a store that we were going to be operating out of my house, that I could sell them Kool-Aid, ice cube Kool-Aid early in the morning. So we put the word out, and kids started coming to my house buying ice cubes. They were getting three ice cubes for a nickel. And we was freezing up all kind of Kool-Aid flavors, and the kids were coming to the house, and they were buying ice cubes. And I was in business for myself. My mother was an accountant, and she was interested in teaching me how to make money on my own. So that was my first attempt at being an entrepreneur in my house. That was my job, to sell ice cubes to the kids in the morning that were going to school. We had all these kids coming from around the corner on their way to Horseman Junior High School. They were coming to my house, and they were stopping at my front door and we were selling them three ice cubes of different flavored Kool-Aid in a baggie, a sandwich bag, and they could buy the ice cubes for a nickel. So I was making money, and I was happy about that. But later on, we did the ice cube things for about a year, and I decided that I wanted to make some more money. So I started looking around, trying to think of another job that I could get, that I could work with. And I decided that I wanted to be a paper boy. I was going to throw the paper. We were getting the paper at my house. I thought that was a good idea, that I could be a paper boy. So I checked in to being the paper boy to throw in the Los Angeles Times newspaper, but you had to be 16 years old. And at the time, I was only 14 years old. I was in the fifth grade. But I was only 14 years old, so I couldn't get a job as a paper boy for the Los Angeles Times newspaper. But being 14, I could get a job at the Los Angeles Herald Examiner newspaper, which they threw the paper in my neighborhood, and I contacted the Los Angeles Herald Examiner, and they said, sure, they would hire me as a paper boy. So I got the job of being a paper boy for the Los Angeles Herald Examiner. And I threw the newspaper every day, 7 days a week, and I had the route in my neighborhood, all the way from the south, the north end of my neighborhood on Gage Avenue and 64th Street, all the way to the south end of my neighborhood, which was 71st Street, and it was Florence Avenue. So that was the north and the south end of my neighborhood, and Horse Mann was on 69th through 71st Street. So they were right above my house, which was on 65th Place. So they were four blocks away from my house. But I decided that I was going to throw the newspaper in my neighborhood. And the east side of my neighborhood was Western Avenue. And that was the 1800 block in my neighborhood. I lived in the 1900 block, and I threw papers from Western to Cimarron, which was in the 2000 block of my neighborhood. So I had the 1800 block that had about 30 houses on the street, and then I had the 1900 block, and I had about 30 houses on that street, and then I had the 2000 block, and I had about 30 houses on that street. So altogether, I had about 90 houses in that three-block range. But everybody on my block didn't take the paper. So I started on 65th Place, and they would bring me the newspaper in the evening. They would drop it off at my house, and I would have to fold the paper up and wrap a rubber band around the paper, and then they gave me two big bags that I could put over my shoulders and it had two giant pockets. So I would put the newspaper in each side of the pockets, and the pockets I would fill up with 60 papers, 30 papers in each pocket, and I would start off by putting the bag over my shoulders, and I would walk the neighborhood, and I would throw the paper.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I couldn't get, I had to rest.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, what time is it, DJ? Let me do a time check before we do anything else.
4:20.
Oh, okay. We're right on time then. All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down for today's show and get ready for Friday's show. But before we go, I need to acknowledge all of the followers, all of the friends and fans I have that follow my radio show religiously on a daily basis. So I want to acknowledge the people that are celebrating their birthday today. April 28th, 2023. So, DJ, do you have the name and the address, the birthdays of the followers, the friends, and the fans of my radio show that we can acknowledge today? I think I said the 28th of April. Am I somewhere close?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, April 27th, 2023. Happy birthday to Nisely Antonio Brooks. Happy birthday to the NCTA Belters. Happy birthday to Yaya Smith. Happy birthday to George Cunning White. Happy birthday to Billy J. McCain Jr. Happy birthday to Antar Johnson. Happy birthday to Ben Allen. Happy birthday to William L. Scott Jr. Happy birthday to Ben Mack. And last but not least, that's a happy birthday to Mr. Donald Moore. That's it, so I just want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating their birthday today, April 27th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, April 27th, 2023. Well, may God bless everybody that's celebrating their birthday, because today is your special day. So may you have dinner with your family, with your friends, and your relatives, and your neighbors, and your loved ones. May they all celebrate your birthday today at your house. May you have a big feast in your neighborhood for your birthday. And today is your special day. All right. Well, I hope God blesses everybody that was born today, that everybody praises God and gives Jesus Christ all the glory and praise the life after death, and they have they receive the honor and the glory of being a child of God in today's world that we live in. So without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have the everlasting life of life after death as you celebrate your glory in the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ and his Father, Almighty God in heaven. And may your celebration be almighty and grateful for you living in this world we live in. All right. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet. and he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.